On today's show, Season 3, Episode 4, The Endless Cup, I'm going to be reading from Chapter 4 of the Tao Te Ching and then commenting on it. After that, we will have a short break, and afterwards, I will talk personally about some of my life experiences. Coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao, starting right now. You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hello, how are you today? I am, well, like you, caught up in sometimes the day-to-day stuff that I guess we all lose track of the important things sometimes in life because we get caught up in things. But anyway, let's dive into today's topic about the endless cup. This time I will be doing a reading from Chapter 4. I'm going to be using the Derek Lin 1994 translation of the Tao Te Ching. Chapter 4. The Tao is empty. Utilize it. It is not filled up. So deep. It seems to be the source of all things. It blunts the sharpness, unravels the knots, dims the glare, mixes the dust. So indistinct. It seems to exist. I do not know whose offspring it is. Its image is the predecessor of God. So in this chapter, we learn that the Tao is an endless cup, a source of all things. This is the theme that will be repeated over the next few chapters. The Tao is not just the source. It has active influence in things. It intervenes and regulates. Where did it come from? We don't know who made the Tao or why it exists. It is older than any source or first cause that we can imagine. Way before humans, way before Earth. It's ancient. We and everything that we have done will someday be dust. The Tao will always be, as it is, the endless source of all that there is. It's truly that bottomless cup of soup. We can only scratch the surface. Chains of interconnections, things like mycelial networks, physical laws, and all our theories only scratch the surface of an incomprehensible force that we are all part of. Those who are nihilist would say it's all for nothing, that our lives are meaningless. But do we know that for sure? Or could it be that we're part of something larger than ourselves? That everything's connected. Live your life like it really matters, because it just may. I'm going to take a short break and then we'll come back and I'll talk a little bit about what's going on with me. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. I've been noticing a lot of depression lately in people that I care about. I think depression's becoming an epidemic. That's why it's important that you reach out to others. I've always said be a light unto others. I think it's very important to do that. Reach out to them because you just don't know what struggles they have. And if you're struggling, make sure you're getting the help and support that you need to. Too often people don't want to ask for help. They don't want to reach out to somebody else because they feel like they'd be a burden or that they'd be bothering somebody. But it's important that you treat yourself like a special human being, which you are. Find support from others. treat yourself on a date, take yourself out, do something nice for yourself. It's important that we do that for our own health and our sanity. So that's my thoughts this week. That's what's going on. Hey, that's all for today's show. I will see you next time. May peace and love be with you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Coach CMC production.